All right, let's build a DJ-friendly outro for a dark roller in Ableton Live, beginner style, but with the kind of details that make DJs actually enjoy mixing your track. The big idea is this: a proper outro is not a master fade-out. In drum and bass, especially dark rollers, the outro is basically you handing the next DJ a clean, steady, predictable section they can blend under the next tune. You want consistent drums, clear phrasing, and low-end discipline. Your job is to keep the dance floor moving while quietly removing anything that would fight the incoming track. Today we're building a 32-bar DJ outro, and I'll also mention where you could shorten it to 16, or extend it to 64 if you want extra DJ tool vibes. But 32 bars is the sweet spot for most DNB mixing, because it matches common phrase lengths. Step 0, set up your timeline like a DJ. Go into arrangement view. Set global quantization to 1 bar that just keeps your edits and moves snapping in a musical way. Now drop a few locator markers so you can see the phrasing clearly. Put one where the outro starts and label it outro start. Then put another marker 16 bars later and label it plus 16. Then another at 24 bars, plus 24. And finally at the end, bar 32, label it end. These markers keep you honest, because DJs don't mix to vibes, they mix to phrases. If your outro is messy phrasing-wise, it will feel awkward even if the sounds are good. Now step 1. Choose your mix-out core elements. In a dark roller, the core is usually kick and snare, a hat or ride loop that gives constant grid information, and then either a very simple bass sustain or a filtered bass that's not doing anything flashy. You can also keep a tiny bit of atmosphere or noise texture, but it cannot be the main character. Here's the practical move: duplicate your last drop section out into a 32-bar outro area. That gives you a starting point with the right energy. Then immediately decide what has to go. Usually that's your hook synth, any vocal shots, and any big fills that happen every couple bars. Save only one or two fills as signposts so the DJ can hear the structure. Quick coaching note: pick your exit tempo feel early. The BPM stays the same, but if your hats get busier or your ghost notes start getting excited again, the outro can feel like it's speeding up. For a DJ outro, we want the opposite. Reduce perceived density, so the next track can bring its own excitement. Step 2. Bars 1 through 16. Remove the hook, keep the groove. The goal is that it still sounds like your tune but less statement, less attention grabbing. Within the first 4 to 8 bars, mute or fade down the main lead or hook. In Ableton, hit it to show automation lanes, and automate the hook track volume from normal level down to silence over those 4 to 8 bars. If you do it cleanly, the listener barely notices, it just feels like the track is making space. Now, bass handling is the big one. For the first half of the outro, you can keep bass, but simplify it. If you've got a gnarly, moving Reese pattern, consider swapping to a sustained note version by bars 9 through 16. This is one of the most DJ-friendly things you can do. Same weight, less melodic identity, less mid-bass chaos. And while we're here, let's do a quick bass group cleanup using stock devices, because this matters for clubs. On your bass group, add EQ8. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz with a steep slope to remove rumble. If it's muddy, a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz can help. Then add saturator, drive maybe 1 to 4 dB, soft clip-on. Then glue compressor with attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and just aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not smashing it, we're just making it behave. Step 3. Bar 17 through 24. Simplify drums and reduce bass movement. This is where it starts becoming more of a DJ tool and less of a song section. On the drums, reduce complexity but keep weight. That means you might remove your busy top loops, extra percussion, little ear candy bits, anything that makes the groove too unique. Keep kick, snare, and one steady hat pattern. If you've got a break layer sitting on top of your two-step, this is a great place to drop that break layer entirely right on bar 17. The moment you do that, the outro instantly becomes easier to mix. To make even more space, put an auto filter on your hat group. High pass mode, frequency somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz, low resonance. This cleans up low mid clutter so, when the next track comes in, the combined mix doesn't turn to soup. Now bass. You have two common options. Option A is very roller friendly. Keep a simple sub note with fewer changes. Option B is the cleanest for mixing. Fade bass out gently so it becomes drums only by the end. A good middle ground is to put an auto filter on the bass group and low pass it gradually through bars 17 to 24. Start open, then automate down until the top end is reduced, landing somewhere like 500 HE to 2K HE depending on your sound. The sub stays, but the noisy character fades away. That's the fade of character without losing weight immediately. And here's a teacher trick. Try to make these last 16 bars emotionally neutral. If you can hum the riff during the outro, it's probably too recognizable and it will compete with an incoming track. Dark rollers especially benefit from being minimal and menacing, not melodic at the end. Step 4. Bars 25 through 32. Create the clean mix-out zone. This is the part DJs will love if you do it right. Predictable, stable, and not overly musical. First, the drums. Keep them clean and consistent. Avoid fills every two bars. In this final 8, do one clear signpost fill max. The recommended vibe is straight groove from bars 25 to 31, and then at bar 32, a tiny snare fill or a reverse cymbal into silence. That's it. If you overread it here, beat matching becomes annoying. Now low end, this is where most mixes die. Two tracks both swinging heavy subs at the same time is how you get a muddy, uncontrolled blend. So, either mute the bass entirely for the final 8 bars, or keep an extremely simple sub that does not modulate. This audio version is shortened for playback.